Good morning, Carmel.
Yes, is Bob?
It is.
Hey, Bob, it's Patrick with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, good. How are you doing?
Good, good. Not too bad. How's your Tuesday going so far?
It's been crazy.
I know. Election day, right? San Diego.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with it, but it's a good excuse. How you been?
I'm pretty good. I know we had a little phone tag going on last week. Just kind of wanted to call and, you know, get in touch, see how everything was going with ShredTech and see if you guys end up going with, you know, them on that financing.
We did. Everything is ordered and tracking. It takes anywhere from 8 to 10 weeks to actually take delivery of the vehicle.
Of the truck,
they manufacture it as the order is placed. So at this point, they're just dealing exclusively with the funding entity, a bank in South Dakota, I believe. And then we'll get notified, I believe it's 7 to 10 working days before the estimated completion of the truck to send it out. But everything is tracking. I haven't heard anything recently. At least I haven't been aware of it, but everything seems to be tracking nicely.
Running as scheduled, huh?
It is, yes.
Well, that's good. That's good. And yeah, I just kind of wanted to call and touch base, let you know where I'm at over here, so no worries.
Well, thank you. I definitely will keep you in mind. You were just really gracious and very helpful, and I'm sorry that things didn't work out well.
Yeah, no worries. That's our job over here. You said it was a bank in South Dakota, though? Or did they kind of have a financial arm, or was it directly through ShredTech?
Well, it was through ShredTech, but I believe it is... I know that ShredTech's in Ontario.
Right, in Canada.
And I do not believe that the financing arm is located in Canada. I believe it's in the United States, and I don't know. When we talked to the guy, it shows up on the phone as a South Dakota phone number. So I don't know if they're using an exchange or
Is it directly through ShredTech, though? Is it like ShredTech in-house doing financing?
It is, yes.
Okay, that's good, too. Just, wanted to get that update, too. But, I mean, do you guys have anything else coming up maybe for next year? Or, you know, anything else on the grocery list?
Well, if this works out, then we'll be pursuing additional options. If, you know, this is a big, huge experiment for us.
Oh, yeah. And I remember the return you guys would be getting just on getting that truck, you know, kind of everything that would be bringing to the business, so.
Right. So, I mean, it's a really significant opportunity for us, and you know, if it flies, then this is definitely the direction that we want to go.
Whether that
happens in a year or not, I honestly couldn't tell you. But believe me, if something pops, you will be the first guy I call.
awesome. And I know you said you're getting ready to kind of pass the torch to Galen in a few years. Didn't you say that too?
Yeah.
How long until that happens?
That, in a large respect, that's out of our control. For Galen, he'd like to happen sooner than later, but because, you know, we have some government agencies that oversee our operation.
Oh, okay.
Because of the nature of our business. A lot of that is contractually bound.
Uh-huh.
And with those contracts, the principals are contractually bound as well.
Uh-huh.
So we don't know what the status is. Right now, we're in the middle of they're doing a huge transition within that environment, and we can't even broach the subject until probably after the first of the year. So I think for Galen's sake, he would like to see it happen within the next 12 to 18 months, but it might be longer than that. We might have to let some contracts expire.
Right. What's your next plan after you pass it off to Galen? Are you going to help him out?
Yeah, you know, this is my baby. I can't just walk away from it. But, you know, it'll be nice not to do payroll and, you know, stuff like that. So
yeah, have all the responsibility.
Yeah. So we'll see how it goes. It's going to be very difficult to just walk away from it. So
I can imagine. I mean, you've been doing it for so long, too.
Yeah. It's been such a huge part of my life. So.
Yeah, definitely. All right, Bob. Well, it was good touching base with you. Just go ahead and keep all my information if anything comes up, and I'll keep in contact with you guys periodically, too, throughout, the next few months.
Yeah, I'd appreciate that. Thanks, Patrick. And thank you again for everything.
Yeah, anytime. And have a good rest of your day out there, Bob.
Thank you. You too, bud.
Yep. Thanks. Bye.